Scissors. In my hand, not my foot.
Sorry.
Cut this. No. Down here, not up there.
Sorry.
You're full of sorries today.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to be snotty, doctor.
What can I say, dear, after I've said I'm sorry?
Always a comeback. All closed. Orderly. Ha ha, I finished first.
And my nurse can beat up your nurse.
Your nurse could beat up him.
Oh, my God, there's a rotten candle up in this man's stomach.
You're looking at Frank's rotten head.
Doctors are supposed to be comrades in arms.
Yeah, you want a tango? We'll leave the skin and sub-Q open. I'll close in 5 days.
Yes, doctor.
I always put off today what you can do tomorrow.
Frank, when was the last time you had your gums bled?
Klinger?
Sire, you beckoned the Prince of Toledo?
Post-op, Prince, for some intensive caring.
Jawohl, Herr Leutnant.
You all right, Major?
Ah, slight twinge. Indigestion.
Last night's chicken beaks.
Oh, she's really sick.
Yeah? Let me see. You're going to meet a tall, dark stranger who sells insurance out of a rumble seat. Well, that's what I saw.
Chinatown, my Chinatown.
Hey, what's up, Colonel?
I'm going to Tokyo.
Hey!
Mildred got a flight to Japan, and I got a week's R&R.
How romantic. A second honeymoon.
Oh, at his age, they don't romance anymore.
Like hell, how do you think I got these bags under my eyes? During my absence, the second in command will be in charge.
I strongly resent that.
Unfortunately, he means you, Frank.
Of course, I knew that. Command accepted, sir.
Hot dog.
Some people around here are going to have to get up on their toes.
I don't think I'm up to it.
My choo-choo's in the cleaner's.
I'll go fry an egg.
Well, I got things to do. Chinatown, my Chinatown.
Colonel Burns isn't fit to command.
No sweat. Radar runs the outfit anyway.
Yeah, but he makes crazy rules. Chew your food 100 times.
I showed the thing. I swallowed my steak whole.
Colonel!
Klinger?
When you're in Tokyo, would you ask Mrs. Potter to see if she can find this material at Goldstein's and the Ginza?
I'll ask.
I'll need 3 yards. Make it 4. I'm putting in pleats. Red is okay, blue is okay, but no aquamarine.
Why not?
It matches his skin.
Nobody knew it was there.
Why are you worried about Burns being in charge? You never follow orders anyway.
That's not the point. Burns is an irritant.
Like fingernails on a blackboard.
Ooh, I hate that sound.
Can't you do something?
Like sit him down, have a talk with him?
No, like stand him up and have him shot.
Don't be absurd. It'd be an inquiry.
Hey, I got an idea. You could take him to Tokyo.
Yeah, he can be your traveling companion.
Tote your barge.
Post your bail.
I can tote my own barge, thank you. Look, what this boils down to is who gets stuck with Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were in command, what would you do?
I'd take him to Tokyo.
That's why you're not in command. Dismissed.
Ah.
Beth Payne again?
Yes, Major.
Margaret, when you're sick, can't you call me Frank?
You know I'm an engaged person.
Let me probe your abdomen.
You'll go insane.
No, I won't. I'm not an animal. I'm a doctor. I can curb my lust.
Very well.
Margaret.
Ah! I knew it! I knew it!
Sorry. It's last night's chili.
I'm afraid I have a bad appendix.
Let me operate. Please, let me operate.
It isn't necessary. It isn't a hot appendix. It's chronic.
Well, let me remove it, and I'll put it in a nice mason jar with a little alcohol, and I'll bring you ice cream with chocolate sauce and perhaps even some Oreo cookies.
No!
Margaret, show me some consideration. Let me cut you open.
She okay, sir?
Sometimes she favors this hoof.
I bet it's those army shoes.
They ain't army. They were made by a Korean blacksmith, Hopalong Wang. Next time, I shoe her myself.
You know how?
I can put horseshoes on a mosquito.
Geez, sir, is there anything you can't do?
Yeah, get rid of this gas.
Last night's chili.
Like eating a volcano. Give her a good grooming every other day. She likes that.
Oh, I know, sir. Once she smiled at me with her nice big yellow teeth.
Give her plenty of salt, plenty of water. I like regular irrigation.
You sound just like my mom. She always says, better hold the phone than to get a kidney stone.
Wonderful woman. You'll be in good hands, sweetheart. Radar's gonna take care of you. You know, Radar, being away from Mrs. Potter, this mare's been a blessing.
She knows you're leaving, sir. Look at her eyes.
Like Fay Wray.
I don't know her.
King Kong, this big monkey, carried her to the top of the Empire State Building.
Wow. I had heard there were some weirdos in New York.
Tom.
Colonel.
Oh, turn around for a second, Major. Let me get decent. Something on your mind?
sir. Request permission to go to Tokyo to have my appendix removed.
You got a hot one?
Chronic. Occasional flare-up.
Oh, that can go on for years. Why remove a muffler just because it backfires once in a while?
Well...
Attention, all personnel. We have winners of the Abbott and Costello look-alike contest.
Colonel, the reason that...
Hold it. I'm entered in this.
The winners are Corporal Klinger and Prisoner of War Chang Suk-yip.
Darn it. I knew they'd bring in a ringer.
The winners receive a Norman Rockwell print clipped from last week's Saturday Evening Post.
Lucky buggers. Where were we?
My appendix.
Oh, yeah. I can't recommend elective surgery, but if she flares up, we've got a whole corral of surgeons here.
Oh, Colonel, Major Burns usually handles the simple operations, and I don't want him to touch me.
Oh, now the skunk is out of the bag.
If my appendix becomes acute...
God forbid.
God forbid. Can you arrange for Dr. Pierce to operate?
I'll give him the word.
Thank you, sir.
Keep a firm abdomen.
I'm sorry you lost, sir.
Thank you.
Attention, Corporal Klinger will accept the Rockwell print by himself. Chang Suk-yin has escaped.
Radar, so I can read on the plane. Get me that book by Dr. Hugo Schlechter.
Schlechter?
How to sweat with closed pores. Dermatologist.
Sir?
Klinger? No pearls, no dress. How come you're out of uniform?
Gave up trying to get a discharge, sir. I'm so depressed.
Depressed? You just won a Norman Rockwell print.
I know, but I'm still in the dumps.
Buck up, son. I'll bring back that material from Tokyo. You'll make yourself a beautiful evening gown. You'll feel like a new man.
That's what I wanted to tell you, Colonel. You don't have to bother.
How about a nice pair of nylons? Send your morale a mile high.
No, thanks anyway.
Found your book, sir. Hey, Klinger, congratulations on the contest, you lucky guy.
Dummy up.
Geez, for a guy who looks like Abbott and Costello, he sure has no sense of humor.
I still think I should have won that contest. Who's on first?
What?
What's on second?
Ah, glad I caught you, Colonel.
Yeah, okay.
I was helping Father Mulcahy look at some pictures. He's got to pick the nun of the week.
Dedicated man.
Look, on the Ginza, there's a little newspaper stand right across the street from Goldstein. Would you get me this month's issue of Nudist Frolics, Naked Health, and the Bareback News?
I'll be in uniform. I can't go in there.
Ask Mrs. Potter.
Okay, she's a good scout. You really go for those nudie magazines, don't you?
Just for the volleyball scores.
Ever go to one of those skin farms?
Once. Didn't have the nerve to put down my ukulele.
Sir, your plane leaves Kimpo in 1 hour.
Right. Oh, Hawkeye, I almost forgot. If Major Houlihan's appendix has to come out, she wants you to do the job.
What about Burns and his 10 magic thumbs?
She put the kibosh on him.
Zorro will leave his mark.
Take care of the mayor, Radar.
No! Go away, Frank. I told you not to bother me.
Full of rush, man. I have a special today, a back scratcher in the form of a naked doctor.
Did I say come in?
Only part of me is in. The best part is still outside.
What do you want?
I didn't come to see you, just your appendix.
We can discuss my appendix in the OR. Post-op, any place but here.
No, it's Wednesday. I always make tent calls. You know that robe does something for you? It does something for me, too.
Watch it, doctor.
I'm just a growing boy with active glands.
When you're in my tent, you'll curb your glands.
Next time, I'll leave them tied up outside.
Why are such skillful medical hands attached to someone like you?
Sorry, I come as a set. Potter told me about your problem, so, Major, if you'll just lie down there.
No.
Your lips say no, 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 but your appendix says yes, yes, yes.
My appendix does not bother me. When it flares up, I'll call you.
You know, when you're angry, you look just like Victor Mature.
Please leave.
Margaret, a pre-operation grope is essential.
Well.
And fun.
No. Here. Here. It hurts right here. You swine.
No.
Radar's coming, Sophie. You're going to have a nice brushing rub. Holy socks!
Ready, Doctor?
Ready.
You now owe me $3,427.
You want diners?
No credit, Elroy.
Take a traveler's check?
Sure.
I'll find the traveler. You take his check.
Sir, I'm sorry. The Colonel's mare is lying down. Her eyes and her nose are running.
I told you to shovel out that corral.
Hawk, when a horse is down, it means she's sick.
Look, I come from Maine. All I've ever done is take a lobster's Thermidor.
Something's wrong.
Probably mal de mer.
Radar, are you sure she wasn't just rolling over in the manure?
As a little pick-me-up?
No, no, she's sick. I know it. And I promised to take care of her. Come on, just take a look.
No, I don't make stable calls.
But this is serious. Colonel Potter will have me executed and court-martialed.
Come on, Hart, let's take a look.
I'm not a veterinarian.
You're a veteran.
Close enough for jazz. Let's go play horsey.
Now, these fellows are people doctors, but they know where you keep everything.
Watch the legs, Hart.
Yeah, I'll watch the legs. You tell her not to kick me.
Don't kick him, Sophie.
Thanks. Hope she knows I'm a doctor.
Show her your diploma.
Oh, come on, guys. Stop horsing around. You know what I mean.
Try your stethoscope.
Hello, hello. Yeah, it works fine.
On the horse.
Oh, the big brown thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anything? Congestion?
I'm picking up Eddie Arcaro.
Pete's sakes.
I don't hear a thing. Maybe the speaker's broken.
Maybe she's not plugged in.
Oh, hell.
What?
You heard me. H-E double toothpicks. You guys don't care.
Hey, 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 Radar, take it easy.
Sure we care.
Who delivered your guinea pigs triplets, Manny, Moe, and Jack? Who gave your chicken an aspirin when it got hysterical?
You, sir.
Who belted Major Burns when he wanted to cook your rabbit for Easter?
Both you, sirs.
Would you have to understand, Radar, is that we just don't know anything about horses.
Well, she's a mare.
Gender notwithstanding.
Radar, why don't you call Colonel Potter?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. He'll kill me.
Hey, my father-in-law's been in Oklahoma for 50 years.
Once you're in a road company, it's very hard to get back to Broadway.
He lives there. He knows all about horses, cows, pigs, all that stuff.
What town does he live in?
Quapaw.
Where else? A gas station, a grocery store, and a fashionable restaurant called Eats.
Radar, can you patch through a call to Quapaw, Oklahoma?
I can sure try.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hawk, take the mayor's temperature.
By law, there should be a nurse present.
I'll leave the door open.
Would you take off your coat, please?
Sparky? Hi, yeah, it's Radar. How you doing? Good. Listen, Sparky, we want to patch a call through to Quapaw, Oklahoma. No, Quapaw. Yeah, look, I know you're busy, but... No, it's not a personal call. It's an animal call. Geez, you don't have to shout my head off. Our CEO's mare is sick.
Make him a deal.
Like what?
Try some aftershave lotion.
No, it irritates his pimples. Mm. Think Captain Pierce would part with some of his nudist magazines?
Sacrilege. Try the movie.
Oh, hey, Sparky. Listen, how'd you like a movie? No, it's not a VD movie. It's a real movie. We got a Rita Hayworth picture, Gilda. Huh? No Indians, but a lot of hugging, kissing, and other violence. Okay. Yeah, terrific. Well, hang on. Hey, he's going through to Honolulu.
Great. What's her temperature?
I dropped a thermometer in the corral. The temperature of the manure is 62 degrees.
What? Sparky? Yeah? Good. He's through to Honolulu.
Love the booze. Hate the music.
Yeah? Okay. He's got Seattle. Hey, it's yesterday there.
It's today here.
It's always today here.
Oh, yeah? What about tomorrow?
Good point.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Yes, Sparky. Oklahoma City, right. Yeah. What's the name of your father-in-law?
Floyd Hayden.
Come on.
No, really?
You got Quapaw. Good. Okay, look, we're looking for a Mr. Floyd Hayden. H-A-Y-D-E-N.
M-O-U-S-E.
Okay, it's ringing.
Oh, it's ringing. Hello, hello. Oh, it's still ringing. Pa! Hi, it's B.J. No, I'm not at the bus station. I'm still in Korea. No, we're not still fighting the Germans, Pa. That was your war. Huh? Yeah, I get a letter from Peg every day.
Come on.
The horse.
Oh, look, Pa, I can't hang on too long. We need your help. Give me a pencil. We got a sick horse here. Yeah, mare. She's down. Just a minute. What's her heart rate?
50.
50. Uh-huh. Too fast.
Well, look...
Could it be emotional?
Could be. Colonel Potter hasn't taken her out for a week.
Hold on a minute, boys. Any growling in her stomach?
Silencio.
Not a sound. Okay. Right. All right, thanks, Pa. Listen, you take care of yourself now. Yeah, I miss you too. Oh, do me a favor, will you?
There's more.
Call Peg and tell her everything's fine. Except the horse, right.
The horse.
Thanks.
Oh, what?
What?
Too much dry grass, not enough water. She's got colic.
Oh, that's serious.
Floyd says it could kill her.
Colic?
Intestines are blocked. We got to keep her on her feet so they won't twist. And we got to clean her out. Lots and lots of warm water.
I think I'll stroll up to the front to see how the shooting's going. Hook us to the spigot up there.
It looks awful high.
You want the other end?
It's not so high.
Happy Daisy.
I love you, Daddy.
Sure, you were. What's all the excitement about, Hawkeye? Huh?
Colonel Potter's horse is congested. We're trying to help her out.
You're a good Christian.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I mean that sincerely, Hawkeye. Sophie's one of God's creatures, too.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand.
Hey, Hawkeye, she's trying to lie down again.
Walk her around. Keep her moving.
Voice from above.
Easy, sweetheart. It's not going to hurt. The water's warm. Come on. Come on.
In Atlantic City, this would cost you $7.50.
Is it serious?
You want me to pray?
You got a horse prayer, Father?
I did one for a Great Dane with peritonitis.
Pray tall it.
So be it.
Keep her moving, Radar.
Yo. Come on.
Start the warm water.
Take your loved ones and move to higher ground. Is it warm enough?
Just right.
I know just how you feel, honey. I once chewed a whole pack of gum with a bag of potato chips.
Ready?
I am, but the mare's a little tense.
Help's on the way. Stand by.
Stand by!
Stand by!
Standing by!
Standing by!
Standing by.
Stand by.
Turn it on.
Oh. Turn it on!
Turn it on!
Here she comes!
Here she comes!
Here she comes.
Oy.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Terrific.
Hold the water!
Hold the water!
Hold the water!
Holding!
Yeah, Sparky, the horse is doing just fine. Hey, how was that movie we sent you? It wasn't Gilda? Oh, gee, it said so in the box. Ecstasy with Hedy Lamarr? Gee, I'm sorry, Sparky. Hope you're not mad. She what? Naked. With no clothes on? Through the woods? Well, when are you going to send the film back? Well, when will you guys be finished watching it? What do you mean next year? Hey, listen, Colonel Potter's coming in now. I want that film back. Welcome home, Colonel Potter. Sir, how's Mrs. Potter?
Bought herself a 10-speed bicycle.
Gee, she's really swell.
Get my bags from my tent and unpack them right away, will you, Radar? I've got some damp shorts in
there.
Wouldn't
want to get
them to mildew. How's everything?
Oh, just fine, sir.
How's the mare?
Clean as a whistle, inside and out.
Sure. Uh-huh. Klinger.
Present.
Radar didn't tell me you were in here.
I'm not speaking to anybody.
What the hell are you doing on my desk?
Depressed. 110%.
This is it? Non-functioning?
The end of life's highway.
What a shame. Well, what can I do? I'll arrange a discharge.
What was that, sir?
Severe depression is a ticket home.
I'll be packed in an hour. I'm free. I'm free. Laverne, here I come. Romancing and dancing. I'm putting on my top hat. I'm putting on my white tie. I'm putting on my tails.
Just blew it, didn't I?
Yep.
Now I'm really depressed.
Buck up, soldier. I got the material for your dress.
The blue or the red?
The red.
Hot damn.
Clear, sir.
Like to see you do that top hat number for the wounded.
In the red dress?
You'll kill him.
You're right. I'm
Colonel, that man's a lunatic.
Yeah, but light on his feet. What is it, Burns? I'm exhausted.
Well, sir, while you were gone, Pierce committed 6 major infractions of military regulations.
What were they?
Number 1, in the mess tent yesterday, he made a face at me.
He did?
Yes, sir. He crossed his eyes and stuck out his tongue, like this.
I don't have to hear the other 5. I'll take the appropriate action.
Good. Sir, what are you going to do?
I'm going to sleep. Case dismissed.
Ready? Your tent or my father's shovel?
My appendix.
Okay. Oh, isn't it funny how they always seem to arrive at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Hey!
Hey, what? What?
Appendix.
Never heard of him.
Come on. Margaret's got to have her appendix out. They need a gas passer.
Okay. Send me in, coach.
Oh, my God, it hurts.
Okay, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry I had to wake you.
Forget it. I've been asleep for 15 minutes.
You ready, Beach?
Ready when you are.
Kelly, remember Dr. Pierce prefers to work with curved blades.
Yes, ma'am.
And separate your large from your small needles.
Houlihan, don't kibitz. You're the patient.
Funny how these things always happen in the wee hours of the morning.
Why wasn't I called?
Mask! Well, I should be doing this surgery. I know Major Houlihan's appendix better than any of you.
Burns, you asked for Pierce.
I don't believe it.
Great deal of conflict here.
You said it, brother, father. Burns, she doesn't want you here.
I'm not leaving till I hear it from her own lips.
Listen to these lips, Frank. Get out.
She's delirious.
Out!
I hope you have a big scar.
Can we get on with this? I got to get up in an hour and go to work.
All right, Margaret, relax. Take a nice, deep breath.
I'm supposed to say that.
Shut up, Margaret.
Now let's have some fun.
It's important to get on your feet the second or third day.
Thanks for doing such a wonderful job.
I'll throw in a guarantee. Every 1,000 miles, I'll probe your chassis.
The important thing after an experience like this, my dear, is to keep moving. Attagirl, you know, you could have wound up with a knot in your intestine.
Did you say something?